This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The March to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Well, here's a bit of good news out of Rome. Reports just coming out a few minutes ago that Pope Francis has stabilized enough that they were able to take him off the respirator, I guess, or ventilator, and put him back on a nasal tube for oxygen as he continues his fight against pneumonia. The doctor's prognosis remained guarded, though, meaning he is not out of danger because of the copious amounts of, mucus he's got in his lungs from the pneumonia. But it is better news than it was yesterday when they had to put him on the, the ventilator just to be set on the safe side. You know, you pray for the best here. I don't know what's going to happen. I have seen stories, though, already speculating on who might be among the next candidates if something happened to Pope Francis. We've got former Senator John Lamping on here with us this morning. John, how are you, sir?
Good morning, Mark. Kim, happy Fat Tuesday to you both.
Yes, happy Fat Tuesday on a rain-driven Tuesday morning downtown here for sure. So any thoughts on this? I know that Leo Burke's name popped up on the Fox 2 report that I read, but he'd be one of many Cardinals under consideration, I imagine.
Yeah, there's a pretty relatively short list, maybe 10 at the most, the insiders have a sense of. Burke would be phenomenal. He represents the conservative wing. It'll be a real battle. You know, the Cardinals, I'm of the opinion that the Pope is in his final days, given his health history and what we're hearing, you know, what you just reported suggests someone who's probably at the end of their lives. And we, you know, pray for the soul of the Pope. But this will be a critical moment for the Catholic Church. If I had the only vote, I'd probably vote for Cardinal Sarah. He's from Africa. The critical thing is going to happen here is that, you know, the Church has, Catholic Church in our faith has teaching authority. It's called the magisterium, and it has to do with the theology, the teachings that come from the Pope. This Pope has been particularly lacking in his theology in terms of he just hasn't really published all that much that's original thought, new ideas. And both Burke and Sarah are deep thinkers and would be a real glorious day. You'd see a huge wave of support amongst conservatives. Most people do realize that Catholics are, in this country, the largest identified faith. But unlike other parts of faith, there's tremendous enthusiasm amongst young people. There's the conversion rate, the number of young people that are embracing Catholicism. It's interesting that you see Trump's approval rating is highest amongst those under 30. And I would say that if we had a Cardinal Burke or a Cardinal Sarah, the enthusiasm for Catholics under 30 would be immense.
Well, and that being said, what are the odds that we actually do have a conservative Pope? Because, you know, it's been disappointing for me to see some of the stuff that Pope Francis has backed.
Oh, for sure. There's been a disappointment in so many ways, not least of which what I just suggested to you, that his theology has been lacking. Well, it would look on the surface to be kind of difficult. The way it works is I think there's 120 some odd cardinals, but only those cardinals that are under the age of 80 are allowed to vote. So a lot of the cardinals that are allowed to vote were actually put in place by this Pope. And so we would think the odds would be in favor of continuing on along this vein. But I will tell you, I believe in the power of prayer, and there are Catholics all around this world that are praying for the soul of this Pope, but they're praying for the cardinals to make the right decision and to choose someone whose teachings are far closer to what we believe to be the truth and the way.
Well, we'll hope that he continues to improve and pull out of this for now. John, let me switch gears. The city of St. Louis is voting today on a new mayor. I have my doubts on whether Kara Spencer would be much of an improvement in terms of city policies and the like. What I suggested earlier is that maybe, if anything, it would be a step away from some of the darker side of politics in St. Louis when it comes to, you know, Tishar Jones' connection to, you know, her father, Vervis, and others in the city. I mean, maybe that's why Kara Spencer has a better chance down here in the latest polling. You have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think what will happen today is we'll end up with the two of them, with Tishar and Kara, and I hope that Kara prevails. I think you're right. Tishar does represent, like, traditional St. Louis city politics, machine politics, whereas Kara's not originally from St. Louis, not that makes a huge difference, but she's been in office for a while, but she doesn't really have the same trappings in her time in office. It is encouraging to see the business leaders that have coalesced around her. It's unusual for the business leaders to do that, to take out an incumbent. You know, obviously St. Louis City is not our part. It's not our city politically. It's a Democratic city. We just live there and work there. And I think the powers that be have gotten behind her. And I think they're going to prevail in the end. What's unfortunate, if she does win re-election, I don't know what message that sends to her other than to continue along this path. So I'm hopeful that Kara will come out on the other side and be our new mayor. And I do think there's the energy in the city, interestingly enough, it centers around some of the conservative Catholic areas, but it does also center around the rehab and renewal, kind of the south side of the city, young white professionals. And she represents a big part of that area, that there is growth, there is a lot of energy, and maybe we can somehow find a way out of the morass that we're in today in St. Louis City.
Yeah, maybe. You know, somebody called me the other day who will remain nameless and told me that this person said they've been hearing rumblings again about a city-county merger. Have you heard anything about that move making a comeback?
Yeah, well, it's inevitable that it will. The odds are more in the favor of the merger people than they were the last go around. The St. Louis City County in total keeps moving further and further to the left. As you know, we only have one state senator now in St. Louis County that's a Republican, and I think that the problems are so intense in the city and in the county. It's becoming more and more the same way, that that solution has been out there for a long time. They looked to Indianapolis and what they did 30 years ago now, and I think it's only a matter of time before that idea comes back. And it makes sense that it would come back once a new mayor's installed, and then to the extent that they can install a new county executive. I think that they recognize the fact that Sam Page would be problematic in an effort to merge the city and the county. No one wants to see Sam Page in charge of anything other than his household. And so I don't think you'll know about that fully until he's been replaced.
Interesting. Yeah, and you know, the same problems exist. My understanding is that they'll try to make a statewide vote run again instead of just allowing the city and county residents to vote on it. Although, to your point, as St. Louis County continues to move more to the left, they might be increasing their odds of even a local vote winning that, which is frightening.
Yeah, I mean, the fact of the matter is that the state is the one that decides where the county lines are drawn. So if you wanted to redraw Franklin County or redraw St. Charles County, the logic would suggest that St. Charles County and Franklin County would be the ones that decide that. The state is actually the one that decides, you know, what are the 113 counties and what are their borders and all that kind of stuff. Now, having said that, it's the rest of the state, the big parts of the rest of the state really don't like St. Louis. And if they had the sense that St. Louisans didn't like this idea, they'd probably be more in favor of it.
Yeah.
And then what happens with a ballot initiative of any type of ballot initiative is it's hard to raise money to support the status quo. So when someone wants to make a change to something, it's hard for the other side to say, well, we like what we have. We need to raise money to keep it. It just doesn't happen so easily. And we know that, you know, Rex Sinkfield in St. Louis is a big proponent of the merger, and he also has the capacity to fund the campaign. So I think it'll come back, but I'd be shocked if it came back with Sam Page still in office.
Interesting. John, we appreciate your time, my friend. Stay dry. Thank you.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
All right. Yep. John Lamping there, line for us. Boy, I hate to have to bring that stinger out again, Carl, but it actually is one of the favorite ones that we've ever used here on the Mark Cox Morning Show. Can you agree with that? Well, we'll get that baby queued up, and I'll be glad to bring it back and fight against this thing with everything that I have, for sure. We'll get to that and more.
Wait.
Wait.
This is your No Merger Minute.
That's sick. Those are corrupt bastards, Chris.
You need to get your head out of your butt, focus on the real issues.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
How about new?
Thank you. And it's still a solid no on that ridiculous idea of transferring the city's problems to county taxpayers. Stupidest idea ever.
Get more at 971talk.com.